Are you looking to start or grow your business? Do you need distinctive branding material and marketing guidance? Are you looking for impressive promotional materials to grab your audience and ignite sales? DA Branded is here for that and more. Visit today at dabranded.com. NastyWork.com. All right, it's NASTYWURK.
But they're alive. Calm down. Nobody stole your kids.
That's like money said, all right, look, you don't want to battle me. Battle wanted somebody on my lead.
Then the king commanded Ebed-Melech.
Reality is that American partnership market value.
Let's go!
Is depreciating with every passing year.
For artists, this is a good way to get your music popping right now and get something going for yourself. Oh, I didn't turn my mic off. I thought I had it off. Ladies and gentlemen, what's going down? It's your man, Mr. H.
Oh, hold on. All right.
Live and in full effect, we're holding it down for anchor.fm/215, the nonstop working podcast. Y'all know how we do it. Philadelphia's number one independent podcast. That's right, I said it. DAUS, the Divine Artistic United Society. Shout out to everybody who's been visiting our websites with a big S. Traffic has been excellent, man. Like, you know, we've got a couple different new sites. We've been covering a variety of women's sports so far. Ping pong, tennis, track and field, basketball especially. You know, so we're going to have softball going up there soon. There'll be golf and all different kind of things up there, especially catering to the ladies. This is a platform that the women can utilize to, you know, showcase their talents, and also for us to keep up with the latest and most current sports related stuff. You know what I mean? So you can do that. You can check that out at bellsportsclub.com and keep up with that as we progress. We got a lot of stuff in store there. We're excited about that. Yeah. My homeboy over at Any Hoops. Shout out to Any Hoop, the Any Hoop podcast. You guys know we've talked about the Any Hoop podcast before. But they've been blessing us with segments for Bell Sports Club, the Hoop Hers podcast they've produced and have been contributing segments to the Bell Sports Club platform. So shout out to those folks there over at Any Hoop. Make sure you guys go over, like, subscribe, and share on YouTube to the Any Hoop podcast. And you can also, like we said, check out segments by the Any Hoop establishment. Yeah, man. Over at Bell Sports Club as well. BellSportsClub.com. Shout out to my man JC. He's doing his thing covering the sports as well. The world of sports. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? He does very decent commentary. So go check it out and listen out for the collaborations. You know, we're going to be hitting you up with some collaborations soon. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if you go over to the website, daus.me, you can see we got the articles about March Madness over there. We're talking about Iowa. You know, different things. We got commentarynow.com, which is a site showing just different kind of like commentary views, or excuse me, documentaries and videos where people are discussing different things like that. I encourage you to head on over there and check out some things. If you're ever sitting at home and you're like, yo, I want something good to watch real fast, or something I could put on in the background, Commentary Now is a good place. You'll find a lot of things. There's so much content out here that you kind of need something to kind of filter it out a bit. So that's what we got, Commentary Now. You can go there and we'll have a variety of videos for you to check out and skim through. And you'll be able to find out about the authors of them and all that kind of stuff there as well. So, commentarynow.com. And if you have some content that's appropriate for Commentary Now that you would like to have played, you know, get in contact with us. Get that up there. Mm-hmm. And so what I like is you can always go to the site's commentarynow.com, bellsportsclub.com, baronherdpaintings.com. Land right at those sites. And you can always come to daus.me. And if there's any related articles from those sites, new articles and so on, you'll find that. You can find that at daus.me. Click right on it and it'll take you over to the appropriate place. That's something else I wanted to do here. Shout out to my homegirl Pink. She's just put out a new project called Sunflowers and Gunpowder. So I wanted to play a track from that if I could. Before I move forward, I guess I'll give that to you guys now. Where's my my cable joint? Hold on. Yeah, we'll hit you guys with that real quick. Hold on. Bam. Okay. So I'm going to play the joint I like the most from Sunflowers and Gunpowder. Yeah, but if you go over to our page, daus.me, you can find this article here. It says, Pink Lee's new album, Sunflowers and Gunpowder, is a unique blend of heartfelt lyrics and powerful melodies. With each track, Pink Lee showcases her raw talent and undeniable passion for music. Sunflowers and Gunpowder is sure to become a fan favorite in no time. Get ready to press play and immerse yourself in the captivating world of Pink Lee's latest musical masterpiece. All right, so that's just a little bit of what is written up over there. So, as we said, go on over to the website, check that out. Let me see now. What is this the one? Let me see if I play it from here. All right, so I'm gonna go here because I wanna play the track that I like. And we've also featured more of her music over at nastywork.com. Y'all know that nastywork.com is dedicated to American battle rap, but you can find a lot of hip-hop related things popping up over at nastywork.com because, of course, battle rap is hip-hop related. And while we're there talking about it, shout out to my man Moolah B, Viral Money. He's been doing this thing. I mean, he's just recently back from the riot. So he's been moving and shaking, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know that was out in L.A. He slid out there real fast, bust a move real quick, came back, you know. And he's still killing the game. So shout out to D-Money. Make sure you guys to go visit, like, subscribe, and share on YouTube. D-Money and Backstory Battle League. Tune in to the live chats. Them joints be popping. I be in there in the bushes. You know what I mean? I be in there in the bushes. But yeah, make sure you tune in and like, subscribe, and share. Are we ready here? Yes. So if you go over to nastywork.com, you'll find Sunflowers and Gunpowder by Pinky Lee. It's Pink Lee, excuse me. She dropped the Y, so it's Pink Lee. Pink 2K's Lee. You'll find Sunflowers and Gunpowder. And then you'll also find other music by Pink, like songs Trouble. I know I like that joint. Trouble. Trouble. So go check it out. But this is the song from her album that I really like called Worth It. So here it is.
Slurping up everything you get me, so just cut. just rebound. Wasn't my intentions, then you turn me out. Is you worth it? Claim you want me, but you gotta put some work in. Ain't gotta cut a check, but damn, you gotta earn it. Desire, but do you really think you deserve it? Huh? What? Is you worth it? Make an effort, you ain't even gotta be perfect. Show me you been observing, show me you learning. Putting that work in, proving you worth it. Low-key, hold me down. Hear my silent cries, never ever need to shout. Blew my mind, same as if I blew a pound. And I just want your company, even if sitting silent. And I just crave your energy and feeling you aside. Stirring mac and cheese like it's been cooking for a while. Juicy, wet, and drippy, going longer than the now. Suck me sweet, I'm fruity, got me tripping, shoes is tied, this is wild. Is you worth it? Claim you want me, but you gotta put some work in. Ain't gotta cut a check, but damn, you gotta earn it. Desire, but do you really think you deserve it? Huh? What? Is you worth it? Make an effort, you ain't even gotta be perfect. Show me you been observing, show me you learning. Putting that work in, proving you worth it.
Yo, Pink, that's a joint, listen. That's a joint, yeah, and it's the work, yeah, I like that one. That was real smooth right there. Yeah, go check out the new album there by Pink Lee. And yeah, hip-hop artist extraordinaire, Sunflowers and Gunpowder. Yeah, I like that joint. Very creative project. I checked it out. We'll review it soon, of course, but very creative project. Go check it out. You can hear it at our website. You can find links to it at our website, www.daus.me, and also nastywork.com. All right, yeah, man. So the website has been doing good, man. More than good. Yo, I've been meaning to read off some comments, man. Yo, we got a lot of comments that I haven't been paying any mind. And you guys have to forgive me about that, but yo, we have hella comments at the website, actually. Let's see if I can just spot a few. Where are we at? Let me see. Recent comments. Let's see. So this one says, I've been browsing online greater than 3 hours lately, but I have never found any interesting articles like yours. It's lovely. It's lovely. And worth it for me. They got it worded weird. Says, if in my opinion, if all webmasters and bloggers made the right content as you probably did, the internet might be a lot more useful.
Haha.
Okay. Hmm. Awesome website you have here. This is October 24th, 2016. Awesome website you have here, but I was curious about if you knew any community forums that cover the same topics discussed here. I really love to be a part of a group where I can get suggestions from other knowledgeable individuals that share the same interests. If you have any recommendations, I have a laptop I can just turn around right here. I'm tripping. He says, if you have any recommendations, please let me know. Now, that's 2016, so our site didn't even look like this in 2016. I can't tell you exactly what it looked like, but okay, so these were all the way back there. This is 2017 comments. Let me see. Let me see. It says, hi, this is January 31st, 2018, 4:53 p.m. Hi, I realize this is kind of off topic. However, I need to ask, does building a website established such as yours require a massive amount of work? I am completely new to operating a blog, but I do write in my own journal every day. I'd like to start a blog so I can share my experience and views online. Please let me know if you have any recommendations or tips for brand new aspiring bloggers. Thank you. Ta-da. Okay. This one says, this is February 1st, 2018. Marvelous. What a website it is. This website presents useful information to us. Keep it up. Boom. Look at that. It says, thankfulness to my father who shared with me regarding this website. This webpage is actually awesome. This is February 3rd, 2018. And then June 18, 2018. Big ups to the nonstop working camp. Huh. So yeah, man. Well, folks been hollering at us. You see that? They've been hollering at us, man. Yeah, they've been hollering at us, so... Yo, again, man, go on over to the websites, check them joints out. All right, now, what I wanted to talk to y'all about, man, what I've been excited to talk about. Y'all know we've been covering with Bell Sports Club. Y'all know with Bell Sports Club. Hold on, let me get a little bit of. Got some music. Yeah, hold on. Y'all know. Bell Sports Club, man. We've been covering March Madness all crazy. You know, we made it out to the St. Joe's game. We were able to see Seton Hall and the St. Joe's Hawks play. And this is the ladies. Guys, I like basketball and all that, but I'm going to be covering a lot of the female athletics because I think that's cool. So, okay. What can we play? Can we play this real quick? All right, we've been. So, yeah, I've been in my WNBA bag and in my women's college basketball bag, starting with the March Madness, man, and it's been really exciting. As I said, I was able to get out there and see the St. Joe's Hawks play in Seton Hall and everything like that. And yeah, so it's been an exciting time. Visit bellsportsclub.com. That's B-E-L-L-E sportsclub.com right now to keep up with what we've been tracking. All right, now y'all know the WNBA draft recently occurred, and there's quite a few young ladies from this women's college season who entered the draft. So that was really dope, man, to see players that I just watched play and compete enter a draft to further their futures and careers in basketball, to see them get selected and go on to that next stage is pretty exciting. So I wanted to talk about the top five picks, especially of the 2024 draft. And then we're going to mention two extra because we absolutely have to, the number six and number seventh pick. But yeah, I was really... hype, man, this March Madness. Now, shout out to the fellas. No hating on the fellas. Fellas, y'all been out there balling and everything like that, but you guys get hella coverage. So I was excited to be one of the individuals really focusing in on the ladies because, you know, they play really impressive basketball, especially if you just sit and watch. And I think they demonstrate the fundamentals really well. Now, a lot of people say, well, they favor men's basketball or sports because it's more exciting and that there's more everything. They try to say that there's more everything. Like that, yeah. And I get it. I understand what they're saying the difference is. However, I don't compare women to men in that way. Like, I don't say to myself, if I'm watching women's sports, that I want to see them present what men would present, because they're not men. I expect them to present and compete how women would. And so I view it in that way, you know? So I'm absolutely entertained by women's basketball or women's competition. And I love seeing young ladies focused on something, you know? And so basketball is cool for that. You know what I mean? Shout out to our big sis Dawn Staley for doing her thing. She's got another championship under her belt, and she's really done an outstanding job coaching these young girls in a time where there's so many distractions. You know what I mean? She's done a great job making sure that they win. You know, I'm sure it's them too, and just, you know, their willpower and desire to win. But as a coach, she's done a really good job at keeping it all together, bringing in who's necessary. You can also find a few documentaries of her talking, or clips and snippets like that, content at our website, www.daus.me. You can find some things where she's discussing what it's been like coaching. And also over at Commentary Now, you can find some things where she's talking about the experience. You know what I mean? So go check that out. Go over to our website and check those things out. Shout out to Big Sis for winning another one and encouraging another generation to, you know, play basketball and be great. I'm looking for another track for us real quick. Here's something new and weird. Okay, so that'll do. So let's talk about the draft picks. Now, if you guys don't know, it was Iowa State and South Carolina in the final of the March Madness tournament. Okay. And Dawn Staley was able to take it. South Carolina took it. Okay. Very exciting game. Go check out the highlights again. BellSportsClub.com. You can find out more about all of that. Yeah, that's my page turn. What's up? All right. But about the draft. Now, everybody was talking about Caitlin Clark. You know, she's doing an outstanding job of shooting the ball. Yeah, three-pointville. She's shooting the ball almost from half court. You know, I've seen her throw up about 23 balls in a game. You know what I mean? It's a lot of shooting, but she's been killing the game. All right. She's in commercials. She's doing deals. So everybody was expecting Caitlin to do something. She was talking about whether or not she was going to go to the draft, or if she was going to go and take up some of the other offers that were on the table. She was offered a few million dollars to play in Ice Cube's league. You know, so different things were on the table for her, and she went ahead and decided to enter the draft. And based on her outstanding play and statistics and so on, she was considered to be number one, and was number one, the number one pick in the 2024 draft pick. Very impressive young lady. Not just a shooter, Caitlin Clark. In my opinion, she is a wonderful passer. I like to see how she passes the ball. She makes very intelligent moves and very accurate passes. She passes in a way that puts her teammates in easy basket situations, or quick basket kind of situations. Like, you know what I mean? She's setting everyone up, so it's almost like she's shooting the ball through other people. And that's what I was most impressed by. Her three ball shooting was, it's nice. However, I do think that there's other girls who can shoot as well as she. You know what I mean? But I think what makes her impressive is the combination of her ability to pass, her ball handling, and then the shooting. And her also her ability to read and everything. It's that combination of all that together that makes her a really strong player and really valuable. And also, this is big, her attitude. Having a positive attitude about a lot. That's important. And she has the attitude of a winner and the attitude of a competitor. Like the positive attitude that's required. She has that. You know what I mean? So she went number one. We out of jams? She went as number one, you know what I mean? As expected by most in the draft. And she's going to be playing for the Indiana Fever. Okay, she's going to be playing for the Indiana Fever. You can go find out more about the Indiana Fever at fever.wnba.com. You know what I mean? If you didn't know. All right. She's going to be there. She's going to be playing alongside players like Aaliyah Boston, Lexi Hall, Grace Berger, Erica Wheeler. Yeah, just to name a few. Katie Lou Samuelson. She's going to be playing again. She's going to be playing with a lot of folks like that there. And so it's not going to be a bad time. However, let's see. However, you know, let me see. Yeah, she's going to be playing for the Fever. However, they're going to be very thrilled to have Caitlin on the team. They're looking at only 13 wins. Okay. 13 wins, 27 losses. Okay. So she's not exactly going to the most winning team. You know what I mean? So, like I said, they're going to be really thrilled to have her. I don't know if she's going to be so stoked to be on a team that isn't exactly at the top of things. But, you know, but she's there. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's like you're going into a draft and you're like, okay, I'm the greatest player. I know I'm going to be number one. But you also hope that whoever's getting, whatever team is getting first pick, you hope that if they're going to pick you, you hope that you actually want to play with that team. You know what I mean? So we'll see how she does, but she's there. And as I said, I'm sure all those other teammates are going to be excited to have her. You know? Now, number two in the WNBA draft of 2004. It's just a lot of twos and fours in there. All right, the 2024 WNBA draft. Number two was Cameron Brink, of Stanford University. Shout out to Stanford, Cameron Brink. I have to say it, this young lady, it looks like a supermodel. You know what I'm saying? But very talented. She's going to be joining the LA Sparks. Okay. She's going to be joining the LA Sparks along with Rakia Jackson. Now, Rakia Jackson is a very versatile player. So her and Cameron Brink over there with the Sparks is going to be awesome. You know what I'm saying? Very versatile player. And two very skilled players. Rakia went number four. Cameron Brink went number two. This is in the draft we're talking about. You know what I'm saying? But you can definitely look to see, expect to see them doing some thorough balling over with the Sparks. Now, where does the Sparks line up right now? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And that kind of a lineup right there, that kind of a pairing, could really make the Sparks a serious competitor here. Like they could really do some things here. We're looking at 17 wins in a 2023 season for the LA Sparks. 23 losses, okay? So, yeah. You know, we'll see what they'll be able to add, but I'm thinking that Rakia and Cameron will both be able to add significantly to the LA Sparks. Yeah. All right, now, we jumped around a little bit there because we went 2 to 4. You know what I mean? But stay with us. Number 3 from the University of South Carolina is Camila Cardoso. Yeah, definitely one of my favorite players to see ball. She's nasty in the paint, okay? I love her confidence down in the paint. She doesn't care who's defending her. She doesn't care who's in the way. If you look, if her team has the ball, she's down there in the paint. She's got her hands out, and she's reaching for the ball. She doesn't care who's around her. She's telling you, yeah, give it to me. Here, give it to me. You know, she's very confident that when she gets the ball, she knows how to get it in the hoop. She doesn't feel pressured by anyone. You can just see her smiling. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people go back to her and Angel Reese battling it out on the court, and that's cool. But again, I see her be just as confident with any and everyone she's played against down in the paint, especially during that March Madness tournament. So I'm excited to see her. I'm going to be looking forward to her, and I think she's also a really sweet girl. She has an interesting story. You know, she's not from America and everything like that, so I believe she is from Brazil. So, yeah, interesting. You know what I mean? She's going to be able to help the Chicago Sky out a lot. They have a cool team right now, but they're definitely going to be a lot stronger with Cardoso. Now, Angel Reese went 7. We got to mention that because she was picked up by the Chicago Sky. So not only will they have Cardoso, they're going to have Angel Reese, which I don't exactly know how they work on the court together right now. But if that can get worked out, you know, they're two good players, two really strong players. We'll see what they're able to do. Now, where's Chicago Sky looking at in terms of wins? When we go back to this 2023 season, Chicago's looking at 18 wins. Yeah, so this is over. So they're looking at 18 wins, 22 losses. You know, we'll see what they'll be able to do. Who knows? All right. So Camila, she went 3 in the draft. All right, we said 4 was Rekia. All right, let's run it back. Let's go 1. So it was Caitlin Clark at 1, Cameron Brink at 2, Camila Cardoso at 3, Rekia Jackson from Tennessee at 4. 5, we have J.C. Sheldon. All right, from Ohio State. She's going to be playing for the Dallas Wings. You know what I mean? Now, J.C. Sheldon had an outstanding season. Very impressive player. Of course, not all the teams could be in the finals. However, they played outstanding basketball the entire season. So go check out Ohio State's game if you can, the various games. And you can see J.C. Sheldon balling. Check out some J.C. Sheldon highlights. But the Dallas Wings will be very thrilled to have her. She'll be an outstanding addition. Now, the Dallas Wings are looking at 22 wins, 18 losses. All right, so they're a little bit upper in the wins. All right, looking at like 4 in terms of wins goals. So, yeah, they got a J.C. Sheldon to the team. So I'm sure she's going to be over there hooping it up. All right. And then 6, we got to mention Aaliyah Edwards. She's going to be playing for the Washington Mystics. And the Washington Mystics are in like ranked 7 with 19 wins, if we're talking about not by wins. 19 wins, 21 losses. You know what I'm saying? So, just to discuss a bit about the draft. All right, now there's more players. Shout out to all the other players who were selected. If I was to go on about the draft, we would be talking a lot longer. I've already got 40 minutes in for you guys, but for more about the draft, I encourage you to visit WNBA.com. Okay, you can find this information about the standings at WNBA.com/standings. It'll tell you about all the different teams and their rankings and points and percentages and stuff like that. But I think this is going to be a very interesting year. Not just year, but few years moving forward for the WNBA. I think we're going to see a lot of growth in it. And I'm going to be doing what I can to contribute because it's exciting. All right. I think this WNBA season is going to see an increase in participation and viewership and all that. But yeah, it's also going to be just shaken up a bit. It's got a lot of new blood coming in the WNBA, but I don't want you guys to get it messed up. If you go right now and you look at the WNBA, which I encourage all of you to do, and I'm sure a lot of people have already been checking it out. I'm sure they've seen a spike in plays, an increase in plays. But there are a lot of young ladies playing right now that are just phenomenal on the court. We're talking about Hezzy Fakes. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about Hezzy Tween. You know what I'm saying? Go check it out. Go check it out. You know what I'm saying? And when you see what's already going on, when you see these ladies are already really outstanding basketball players, to have this new wave of young blood is just like, wow, man. It's about to happen? Or we're about to get Cameron Brink, Rekia Jackson, you understand? Camila Cardoso. We're about to get J.C. Sheldon. We're about to get Aaliyah Edwards. We're about to get Angel Reese. We're about to get this level of play added to the situation. We're about to get this added to the WNBA situation. We're about to have Caitlin Clark added to the situation. It's going to be, if March Madness was as exciting as it was, then this year's or this upcoming WNBA season and arguably this the future here of WNBA should really, it should really fire up, guys. So I'm excited. I'm really banking on this being one of those pivotal points for the WNBA where it leads to a large growth. I'm thinking that, you know, that pay increase that women in the WNBA have been talking about for years, I think this is where it's coming now. I think that this season is for it. So I'll be keeping my eye out. I'm encouraging all of you to be keeping your eye out. And Bell Sports Club will be keeping you guys updated and informed on what's going on and what's all popping. All right. It's your man, Mr. H, live and in full effect. This is anchor.fm/215, the nonstop working podcast, Philadelphia's number one independent podcast. Make sure you guys continue to visit our website, www.daus.me, where we're nonstop working. I'm finna get on out of here. All right, we're going to be talking about more, so don't forget about that. What's in store? But visit the website. Share the website. I want to see y'all sharing that website. All right, but get with me. Nastywork.com. All right, it's NASTYWURK.
But they're alive. Calm down. Nobody stole your kids.
That's like money said, all right, look, you don't want to battle me. Battle wanted somebody on my league.
Then the king commanded, Ebed Melech.
Reality is that American partnership market value.
Let's go!
Is depreciating with every passing year.
But artists, this is a good way to get your music popping right now and get something going for yourself. Yes, all right. Let's go that way.
Well, Jay, you were saying that you caught the game earlier this week with Angel Reese.
Yeah.
What were some of your thoughts and opinions on her game and all that jazz shit?
Well, Angel Reese, I think she's a good player. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But that white girl, Caitlin Jenner. Mm-hmm. I mean, Caitlin, what's her name? Clark. Mm-hmm. She's nice. I ain't gonna lie. She's gonna be a problem.
Yeah. It's crazy as I made the mistake of calling her Caitlyn Jenner a couple times too. So no disrespect, Caitlyn. It's just look, you the new popular Caitlyn. It was another Caitlyn. You know what I mean? But you a shooter. Folks see you out here. Yeah, she definitely was playing her ass off. I think after that game I had to go ahead and give her a little respect on the name. I was like, you know what? guy. Shorty get ball. I can't front. Yeah, yeah. But what do you think about women's basketball and the WNBA? Any thoughts, any opinions?
As far as what?
Yeah, I don't know. How you feel, don't feel, give a fuck, don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't really watch it too much. I'm more so in the NBA more so than the WNBA.
And why don't you watch the WNBA?
It's slower. Mm-hmm. They ain't really getting no explosive dunks or nothing like that in there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Any ideas on like what they might be able to do to improve the WNBA situation?
No, I wouldn't know.
Yeah. My man. Guys, any commentary on just women's athletics, WNBA, college basketball, March Madness, that situation?
All that shit is scripted.
Oh. Man, you said it's scripted.
That's it. That's all I got. Yo, that shit's scripted, but that's all I got this shit.
Bitches be bad. Hey.
God, then I proved that to you last June. That shit's scripted.
Hold on, was that football we was talking about, though?
Yeah, that was football. We was talking about. That shit's scripted.
So you feel like all of the sports is scripted?
Bro, all entertainment is scripted.
I can dig it.
Entertainment is for what? You said all that shit is scripted, bro.
Respectfully, I can't disagree with the perspective. Anything to support that? Anything to like back it up? If folks was like, all right, how? Any evidentiary support?
They said. They said. They said.
So how would they like script, write it out? Like how does that work?
Well, they got their contract. So, somebody, yeah, it's written. They contract. Bro, it's on the internet. Players, they get their joint at the beginning of the season. Oh, yeah, so you're going to have a injury, you know what I'm saying, during the middle of the season. You're going to be out the rest of the season with your team going to the Super Bowl, but you're not going to be able to play because you're going to have an injury. So like all that, they already know everything that's going on at the beginning of the season, before the Super Bowl, playoffs, whatever the case may be, they already know.
So you feel like more like they ain't necessarily athletes, they actors?
Exactly. WWE. You feel me? WWE.
Entertainment,
bro.
I can dig it.
Entertainment.
Anything else you want to add?
Nah, I
appreciate you.
For sure.
Sometimes you got to feign yourself a fool. Sometimes you can't let people know that you know what you know. Sometimes you can't act like you're as smart as you are. Sometimes you got to act like you don't get it. Sometimes you, see, that's where you've been messing up. Every time you know something, you got to say something. But sometimes you got to know something and hold your peace.